God. What an idiot.
Another prank. Another prank. It's another prank call show. They make some fucking funny phone calls. It's another prank call show. Yeah!
Good evening, everyone. You're listening to Bonersode 89 for April 15th, 2021. I'm your host, Cody Noname, and today our producer is Jarl Marks, or as he's better known, Craig the Idiot. Craig texted me an idea about a month ago, and I added it to my notebook, marked as lower priority than Ronk, and I regret jumping superior ideas. But today I'm gonna start and end the show with it. In between, I'll do some Amazon shtick, and maybe something else. And then, who knows, maybe I'll do something crazy, like end the show with a song. Here we go.
Hello?
Hello, Barbara?
Yeah?
Hey, Barbara. It's Craig with the city.
Hi.
Hey, I just needed to let you know, we had a group of activists down here at the town hall earlier, and we kind of worked out a little deal with them, and they're going to be setting up just a couple of tables, just some information booths and things in your yard tomorrow.
What?
There's going to be a group of activists. They're going to be setting up some information booths in your front yard. They're just going to be there for a couple of days.
Who is this?
It's Cody with the city.
Well, why in the hell would they come to my house?
Well, the mayor, he worked out a deal, I guess, with them. And
This is BS. I don't know who you are and what this is about, but
ma'am,
this is crazy.
Ma'am, I'm trying to explain to you. It's not BS. But yeah, no, it's not.
This is dumb.
Ma'am, I'm trying to explain to you. Why are you reacting like that?
You said you can't just let somebody come out here and be in my yard.
Yeah.
What the hell?
Yeah, the mayor had to work out a deal because it's a group of Maoists and, you know, they have
Oh, for God's sake. I don't know who this is, but goodbye.
Ma'am, I told you my name. And who I'm...
Yes.
Oh, hey, Barbara, it's Cody again. I think we got disconnected or something, or maybe there's a...
No, I hung up on you because this is the most stupid thing I have ever heard in my life.
Well, why?
Besides that, they're putting new grass in my front yard as we speak. So
yeah.
None of this makes any sense. I don't know I don't know what's going on.
They're not going to cause any...
Don't call me again.
Ma'am, they're going to be there tomorrow. I just need to let you know. They're not going to cause any damage or anything.
Oh, for God's sake.
They have...
Who?
They have...
This is entirely too dumb for me.
Well, let me...
Goodbye.
Hello,
is this Crystal?
Uh-huh.
Oh, hey, Crystal, it's Leave with the water department.
Oh, hi.
Hey, I just needed to let you know about some work that's going to be done on your water meter tomorrow morning.
Okay, what are they going to do now?
Basically, what they're doing is they're just going to be moving your water meter and the service line above ground.
It's going to be above ground?
Yeah, they just have to move it above ground. They were just having trouble just reading the meter. And so, yeah, they're just going to run the line just right above ground, just through your yard and on up to the intake.
Okay, so does that mean the water meter is going to be sticking up out of my grass and stuff, you mean?
Yeah.
Like above ground?
It'll be, they're going to move it. It's going to be kind of right next to your mailbox.
Oh.
And then the line
I
is
know.
Just going
to... I want to move our water meter above ground and move it by my mailbox.
Yeah. Oh, were you talking to me or?
No, I'm telling my husband.
Oh.
Yeah.
Did you want me to talk to him? I can explain it to him if you'd like.
Well, I just don't want my yard torn up, and I just planted stuff all around my mailbox. I don't want them disturbing all of that.
I mean, they're going to...
I don't really know if I want a water meter sticking up
out of
the ground where I have to edge around it and mow around it and trip over it and...
Yeah, well,
it just doesn't sound like a very good plan to me.
And actually, there's another thing that they're going to be doing. The line itself, it's actually just going to be made of wood, so it's going to be kind of a long rectangular looking thing.
Above ground?
Yeah.
No.
Yeah.
We have the nicest yard in the neighborhood, and we work very, 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 very hard to keep our yard
up.
Oh,
that's kind of...
I'm not letting you guys come in and tear it up and...
mess up what I planted and put...
Well, they're not going to really mess it up. Like, they're going to put everything back the way it was. They'll make it look all nice and everything.
But you said it's going to be above ground.
I mean, that's kind of pompous of you to say you have the nicest yard. But yeah, I mean, they'll you know, put the soil back. And...
Yeah, no, it's not pompous of me at all. Every neighbor in my neighborhood will tell you that. It's not pompous of me at all.
Yeah, I know, but you don't need to boast about it. If you told
I'm
that
not boasting about it. I'm making a point.
Yeah, but if you told that to your neighbors...
I don't want my yard torn up.
If you told that to your neighbors, I'm sure they'd think you're kind of a snob. But yeah, that's...
No, they wouldn't. I live next door to... You know what? Don't you dare come here tomorrow.
Oh,
you
ma'am, I'm...
appointment. Have your... Are you the manager?
I'm the assistant manager, but yeah, I'm not going to be...
I want the manager to call me and make an appointment and come out here face-to-face. I don't like the way you're talking to me.
He's...
You have no way to talk... You have no reason to talk to me because I'm speaking the truth.
Well, no, I'm just trying to explain. They're going to put it back the way it is. There's just going to be a rectangular box sort of thing running through your yard. That's all.
I don't want a rectangular box running through my yard.
Well,
I have an underlying water sprinkler system. What if you guys hit a pipe or something under there? Or one
ma'am,
of my sprinkler heads?
They're professionals. They're not going to hit a pipe or anything. They know what they're doing. Hey, is that your husband in the background?
Yeah.
Can you tell him to shut up? Because he's not contributing to this conversation.
What's your name? What's your name?
Sleeve.
What's your name?
Sleeve.
What is your name?
I just told you my name is Sleeve. I think I've repeated it about 5 times now.
I'm sorry, I didn't hear you.
Oh, okay.
Sleeve, S-L-E-E-V-E, Sleeve?
Yeah, minus one E.
You know what? I don't know. I think this is a scam call.
A scam? How would it be a scam? I'm not asking you for anything. I'm just letting you know they're going to be there tomorrow. I don't even think you know what a scam is.
You know what?
What's that?
You just hold on a minute. Just hold on a second.
What am I holding for? I got other calls to make, lady. Can we yammer it away with
just
you?
Just hold on a second.
Okay, hurry up.
I am.
Hop to it, woman. Put some spring in your step.
Scott, come listen to how this guy's talking to me.
Who's that?
You just talked to me the way you did a little while ago.
What do you mean?
His name is Sleeve from the city of...
Who is that? Who are you
and
talking
to? He told
about?
Me I'm pompous. He told me I'm bragging. He told me, walk, lady, get your step going.
Who are you talking to?
He wants to come dig up my yard, put a meter in above... He wants to put a meter in above my yard with some kind of a rectangular box that's going to be up above my yard.
And who? What? Cut?
He claims he's from the city of...
Hello.
Oh, hi.
Who's this?
This is Sleeve with the water department. Who's this?
This is Captain North Police Department.
Hi, Captain.
So, what's going on here?
Well, I was trying to explain to Crystal just a little work that's going to be done on her water meter, and she got all upset about it, and I guess she stormed outside to you and put you on to pretend to be with the police department, and here we are.
Pretend?
Yeah, pretend.
That's why he's talking to me, Scott.
Who's your supervisor?
Listen, is this really a police matter? Like, I'm just letting her know about some work.
It is now.
Why is that? Because I'm letting her know about what's going to be done to her water meter. It's just a routine maintenance thing. It has nothing to do with the police. And you need to just quit pretending like you're a policeman. I'm pretty sure that's against the law. Hello, Shirley?
Yes.
Oh, hey, Shirley. It's Cody with the city.
Uh-huh.
Hey, I just needed to let you know that there's going to be a work crew coming out tomorrow, and they're going to be putting an Amazon locker in your front yard.
Why?
It's just a little deal that we worked out between, you know, the city and Amazon. We're putting lockers in throughout the area.
Okay.
They're going to be taking down that tree that you have there to make room for it.
You're going to cut down my trees?
Yeah, well, no, they're just gonna have to relocate it, because, yeah, the locker has to go in right there. It's about 6 feet wide and 10 feet tall.
I still don't like the idea.
Yeah, and then also they're going to be putting the drone landing platform on your roof.
Are you listening to this, Bill? What? They're planning on putting a drone landing spot on my roof. On our roof, and putting an Amazon thing out in the front yard.
Who's calling?
Hello, is this Bill?
Yes.
Hey, Bill, it's Cody with the city. So I was just explaining to Shirley about the Amazon locker that's going in. It's going to be going in right kind of next to your driveway there.
Are you kidding me?
No, sir. They're going to be there tomorrow at 9 o'clock to start working on that.
They better not be, or you're going to be hearing from a lawyer.
Oh, no, you can't. It's, you know, it's part of the deal that we made, you know, with Amazon. It's already...
You didn't wake it with me, buddy, and that's my property you're on, and in Texas, that's pretty serious.
Oh, I know. You all turn into Yosemite Sam if someone sets foot on your land. Pew, pew. Pew. I mean, everyone acts like it's a huge infraction if you step on their property. Like, oh, it's
it is as far as I'm concerned, buddy.
Like, oh my.
And there better not be any show up here tomorrow morning to do anything to my property without written approval from me. You understand?
No, we don't need your approval because there's actually an easement. So you can just call off.
What does this thing look like?
So you can just call off.
Let me just say that I'm just infuriated with the city to get a call like this in the evening and tell me something's going to happen tomorrow.
Oh, no, we sent you
That's just infuriating.
I know. It's a Kafka-esque bureaucracy around here.
Well, you know my position, buddy.
Yeah, I know.
It's not just that. It's putting a thing on the roof of the house for a landing strip for the drones for the Amazon.
Hey, what? Shirley, you just go back in the kitchen, Shirley. The men are speaking. Just pipe down.
I beg your pardon. I'm part of this family.
Well, we don't need any input from the women.
Cody?
Yeah.
Drop dead.
Hello?
Hello, Lisa?
Yes.
Hey, Lisa, it's Cody with the city.
Uh-huh.
Hey, I just needed to let you know there's going to be a crew coming out tomorrow to install the new Amazon locker in your yard.
Can I get more? This, I don't like this.
Oh, okay. Well, yeah, I can try to answer.
Because that's going to create a lot of traffic right here. In my yard.
Well, no, it's not going in your yard. It's the space, like, you know how you have that kind of U-shaped driveway? And then there's a little space in between the entrance and the exit. It's going in right there, just right beneath the tree.
So is it going in my drain field here where my rocks are?
Yeah, where those rocks are.
Are you going to dig up pavement?
Well, yeah, no, it's going in where the rocks are. They're going to remove all the rocks and pave over that for the...
No. No, no, no.
Yeah, no. Yeah. No.
We were not notified about this. We have not been told about this, and that's not going to happen.
Oh, like I said.
Out there in my front yard.
Yeah, like I said. Well, it's not your yard. It's, you know, the city's property
You're damn right it is. I pay taxes on it.
Oh, no, you're mistaken, ma'am. The little strip.
Oh, bullshit. Right. You show it to me. I want to see it.
Hey, woman, you watch your language. Don't speak to the man
look,
like that.
Look, I have been told nothing about this. Nothing. And now you're going to put an Amazon locker in my rocks in my front yard?
Well, it's not your rocks. It's not your yard.
Okay, my husband's going to be here tomorrow. We're going to have our attorney here tomorrow.
Oh, your attorney.
And y'all aren't putting anything in my front yard.
Your attorney doesn't have any.
Because it's paved.
Ma'am, you need to relax. You're getting all worked up.
No. No, it's hard to get relaxed.
Well, just put your.
Look, I am sorry. I'm not trying. You're just a messenger, okay? Look.
Hey, who's that in the background?
This is totally blindsided.
Is that your husband in the background?
Yes, it is.
Well, just put the man on. I'll straighten him out.
Okay. Oh, well, you just talk to him, and he'll. Yeah, you just talk to him.
Yeah, I'll get his mind right.
Okay, now what's this bullshit?
Hey, you know...
You're not putting an Amazon box in my front yard.
Well, first of all...
We have never been notified of it or anything about it.
Well, first of all, Danny, you don't start in with the language with me.
Well, you don't start and calling us and telling us what you're getting ready to do to my front yard.
Yeah. No, I do.
And not even notify us of that.
I'm just...
My language can get really bad if it has to.
Oh, it better not.
Well, just don't worry. You show up tomorrow, you're going to have a problem. That's all I can tell you, because I will be here with my attorney, and we're going to put an end to this stuff right now.
Oh, your attorney can go suck a dick, because he doesn't have any say over what the city
does.
You're
talking to me about my language?
Well, I'm just...
And yours? Oh, man.
I'm just saying...
You're really wanting to be preaching something.
Well, no, I'm just saying, like, your lawyer doesn't have any say over what the city does. That's not how the city runs.
Well, he's going to.
Well, no, he's not going to. You probably don't even have a lawyer anyways. You're just making it up. Everybody's got their own lawyer. You're like a cartoon character.
You'll find out. Just bring it on.
Okay, well, I'm not even going to be there. I'm just making the call. It's going to be the work crew that's putting the locker in.
No, they're not.
And I don't even understand why you're upset. Like, it's a convenience. That way you don't have to worry about your packages being stolen or anything.
My packages have never gotten stolen. And it's because
it's not all about you. It's for the neighborhood, okay? Quit being so selfish.
I'm being selfish?
Yeah, you're just...
How come we weren't notified of this?
Yeah, we sent a letter back in February. That's what I told that wife of yours, but she was just like, I don't know how to read, or, you know, just typical woman stuff.
My wife is a doctor. I think she can read.
Well, I don't know. She was just...
And for you to assume my wife can't read, I hate to tell you this, but she can probably read better than you can.
Oh, I can read way gooder than she could.
Well, that's an assumption on your part. That,
women don't know
probably
how to.
Pretty incorrect.
Women don't know how to read good. Come on. You sound like one of those emasculated husbands.
Damn, one of these damn, not a racist, but a
what?
Masculine idiot is what you are. Honestly,
a mask of what? A mask of idiot?
Yes. And who are you, by the way?
My name's Cody. I already said that.
Cody what?
Cody Noname.
Cody what?
Noname.
How do you spell that?
Well, what difference does it make how it's spelled?
It makes a lot of difference.
Why? What difference does it make? Explain it to me.
Because I need to know who I'm talking to.
You're talking to Cody Noname.
And how you spell that?
It doesn't matter. It doesn't even matter.
And who are you with?
I am with the city. No, I didn't say that. I just said I'm with...
You said you were with the city. The city of who?
Well, no, it's the city of what? It's a what, not a who.
It's the city of what?
Yeah, exactly.
Okay,
look, we're getting way off track. Just they're going to be there tomorrow.
Yeah, we sure are.
And
no,
just,
they're not.
And just don't even worry about it. You'll see the convenience of it. You got your panties all twisted into a knot.
Yeah, I sure do.
You have panties on?
Because you claimed you sent a letter that we have never received.
Oh, that's hot. What size panties do you wear?
What difference does it make? You come on over. I'll be happy to show you.
You're going
to
show me your panties?
On the street. Bring it on, Cody.
How big a boy are you?
What difference does it make?
Because I'm interested.
Just come on over. You'll find out.
You're going to show me how big a boy you are if I come over?
I sure will. You bring it on.
Is your wife okay with that?
My wife is perfectly okay with that.
Oh, that's so hot. Will you take it out and slap it on the phone for me?
I'll do whatever you want to. Just bring it on over here.
Take it out and slap it on the phone. Take your dick out.
No, I said I'll meet you out in the street. Come on.
Why do you want to show me your dick in the middle of the street? That's against...
You're the one who brought that up. I didn't.
Well, you said, come over and I'll show you in the street.
That's right. I said I'd meet you in the street.
Okay, well, yeah, and I'm asking to see your dick.
Well, come on over.
And you're going to show me in the middle of the street.
I'll show you a lot in the middle of the street.
What else are you going to show me?
You just come on. Find out.
What else are you going to show me, Daddy?
Man, you just might be surprised.
Oh, why? You got one of those big ones?
You just might be surprised.
Why are you still on the phone with me? Why haven't you hung up? This is getting so weird.
Because why haven't you hung up?
Because I'm totally turned on right now, and I don't want to let you go. I'm falling in love with
you. Well, I'm glad you are.
I'm in love with you. I love you.
Well, I'll tell you what. Just bring your phone over. Come on.
I tell you what I don't love is that wife of yours, though. Ugh.
Well...
She just got a nasty attitude.
That ain't your problem. She's my problem.
I don't even know how you live with her. With that mouth of hers, the voice. What are you doing? Are you eating dinner?
Yeah.
What are you eating?
It's none of your business.
Oh man. I feel like we're building up a rapport here. Like we're practically best friends at this point.
Like I said, come on over.
Well, listen, I'm just
you
a prank.
If you like.
Well, listen, I'm just a prank caller. There's not going to be any locker going in your yard.
Oh, really? How come the call came from the city of...
Oh, no. No, I never said that.
I know you didn't. It showed up on the TV.
On the TV? Your caller ID shows up on your TV? It's so weird.
We're pretty weird.
What kind of system is that?
What difference does it make?
It doesn't make any difference. I was just curious.
Okay.
So let's see. What else?
So what else are you calling about?
Oh, nothing. It's just a prank call. There's really no other purpose to this call.
Oh, really?
It's just going on for a very long time.
Hey, it's your nickel.
No, it's not really costing me much. I don't even look at it anymore.
Well, that's good.
When I run out of credit, I just add $20 to it and forget about it.
Well, good.
Where'd your wife go?
I already told you. She was a doctor.
Would she have to go back to the hospital?
You informed me that she couldn't read.
Oh, yeah. I was just trying to get a rise out of you. I didn't mean that.
Well, it didn't work, did it?
You got kind of mad. What are you eating?
Okay, Cody. Well, we'll see you tomorrow.
Oh, no. Nobody's going to be there. It's just a prank call, silly.
That's all right. I'll be here. Don't worry.
Okay. Well, I won't be. I mean, I don't even live in...
Hello.
Hello, Shannon?
Yeah, this is calling.
Oh, it's Leave with the water department.
What's happening?
I just needed to let you know about some work that's going to be done tomorrow to your water meter.
Are you going to shut water off for a while?
It's just going to be off for about an hour. Shouldn't take any longer than that.
All right.
But yeah, they're going to be there at 9 o'clock, and they're just going to be moving your water meter above ground.
Okay.
And then they also have to move the service line that's, you know, beneath your yard. They have to dig that up and move that above ground as well.
So it's always going to be above ground?
Yeah, and in fact, they're switching you over to wooden pipes. So there's going to be, it kind of looks like a rectangular kind of thing. It's just going to be running straight through your yard and on up to your intake.
That sounds brutal.
Brutal? What do you mean brutal? It's only, you know.
If it's above ground, you can't mow the yard this thing.
You can just mow on either side of it. But yeah, I mean, it's only, you know, about an inch in diameter. So you can just mow on one side and mow on the other.
That's what I'm talking about. That's going to be a disruption.
Yeah. What do you have, a riding mower or a pushing kind?
No, I have a guy mow for me, and he has a riding mower.
Oh, he is a lazy bastard, ain't he?
Well...
What, does he have a TV on the goddamn thing, too?
He does it for free.
Other Jerky Boys references? Oh, that's nice of him. But yeah, he'll just have to drive around the pipe.
I don't like this plan. This plan sucks.
Oh, yeah, I know. But, you know, what are you going to do? That's life. Sometimes you just got to play the cards you're dealt.
Well, as long as the city takes that approach, we're not going to get along too well.
Yeah, well, you know, there's a noticeable gap between what the people want and what the city does. What are you going to do?
I'd say you're definitely on track with that.
Basically, you have no recourse.
Well, I'm glad you're telling me I got no recourse. That's another good mark for the city.
Yeah, we pretty much do whatever. You know, it's like, what are you going to do? Maybe fill out a complaint form. We'll see how far that gets you.
No, you're probably just going to tell me to suck it anyway. So.
Oh, I would never tell you to suck it. Why would you say that?
Oh, because that's what you're telling me. I got no recourse except to have a...
Yeah, but that's not telling... That's not telling you to suck it, though. That's a little extreme.
It's pretty close.
I mean, I'd reword it a bit. I'd tell you to go pound sand or go fly a kite.
No, if you were, I'd kick your ass.
No, you wouldn't. You don't know how.
I would.
You sound like a big wimp.
Why don't you shut my front door? We'll see how big a boy you are.
What, do you want to see my dick?
I'm going to punch you in the damn face, you idiot.
Oh, you're a telephone tough guy. How much do you weigh? How much do you go?
200.
How much do you bench?
250.
250 what?
1,000 pounds.
250,000 pounds? Now you're just making shit up.
Yeah. Fairly strong.
How much spinach do you eat?
Hello?
Hello, Karen?
Yes.
Hey, Karen, it's Craig with the city manager's office. Hey, I just needed to let you know about a little kind of an event that's going to be going on tomorrow in front of your house.
In front of my house?
Yeah, see, we had a group of Maoists down here. They were just, you know, protesting and everything. And the manager...
Who?
It's a cadre of Maoists. Yeah, they were just out here, you know, doing picket lines and stuff. And, well, long story short, the manager, she worked out a deal with them, and she gave them permission to set up some information booths in your yard tomorrow.
Excuse me, that's private property. Nobody asked me about that.
Oh, no, it's when it comes to, you know, demonstrations, you know, peaceful protesting and things, you know, that's just free speech, so we don't really need to...
Oh, yeah, you do need to ask that before somebody starts tramping in my yard.
No,
tomorrow.
We can't be putting restrictions on free speech, ma'am. That's not how it works.
Yes, but this is our yard.
Yeah, but it's
our private property.
I know, but
I don't want people in my yard tomorrow.
Well, ma'am, but it's our America, and that kind of supersedes, you know, your yard.
No, it doesn't.
Oh, yeah, it does. But anyways, yeah, they're going to be there just, you know, forming drum circles and doing protests and stuff. But it's all going to be peaceful. They won't cause any damage. They're just going to be handing out...
I don't like this. I don't like that at all.
Well, I mean, they're just going to be there for a day.
And why the hell would you pick our yard?
Well, I didn't pick it. The manager did. It was just...
Who's the manager? Manager of what?
The city manager.
The city manager?
Yeah.
Well, maybe I should have a little talk with the city manager, because I should have been called. We should have been informed.
Well, that's what...
We should have been asked before this was decided.
Ma'am, that's what I'm doing right now. I'm calling you, and I'm letting you know that...
You're letting me know that's going to happen. We don't have a choice. And excuse me, that makes me very angry.
Oh, there's no reason to get angry about it. What do you have against free speech?
Excuse me. With all the crap that we've got going on in this country... And now you're pulling this?
Yeah, exactly.
I don't like it.
That's why you should be happy about this. You know, the more free speech, the better. You sound like one of those Sharia law people.
Excuse me. Not in my yard. I don't want them trapping in my yard on the grass and everything.
No,
else.
Ma'am. There's only two positions you can have on free speech.
Oh, speech please, don't be giving me that. I'm 80 years old. I've been in this country a long time. I've been alive a hell of a lot longer than you, and I know my rights.
Oh, no, don't assume my age. You don't know how old I am.
I don't care how old you are. Well, you're not 80.
You're right. I'm 83.
Well, goody for you.
So, therefore...
Why don't you have it in your yard?
Therefore, because my yard wasn't chosen.
Oh, am I supposed to feel honored? I don't feel honored.
Well, it's just a cadre of Maoists. They're just going to be using your... front yard.
Maoists? You mean Chinese Maoists?
Oh, come on. Don't be racist. They're just going to be using your...
I'm not being racist. You say Maoist. I'm thinking of Mao Zedong in China.
Well, it's mostly a bunch of white guys, as far as I know. But anyways, they're just going to be using your yard for a forward operating base in the People's Protracted War. But just for one day.
Oh, for God's sakes. This is getting ridiculous.
I know. It's just crazy. We live in a crazy world.
I don't like it, and I don't want them here.
Okay. Well, can I just talk to Ray, then? Maybe I can reason with the man?
You think you can't reason with me? You're going to be even more...
Oh.
You're not going to deal with him either. Oh. But hold on.
Okay.
Who is this?
Hello, is this Ray?
Yes.
Oh, hi, Ray. It's Craig with the city. Did Karen explain to you?
Who are you?
I'm here in the city manager's office. Did Karen explain to you what's going on?
No, she just gets mad. I know that.
Oh yeah, I know. I was trying.
We don't want anybody in our yard. They're not allowed on my yard.
Oh yeah, they got special permission from the city manager.
But they didn't get any permission from me, and this is private property.
Well, no, that doesn't apply when it comes to free speech. You know, that's just... That's...
Oh, that damn sure does.
Yeah, no.
I got my free speech, too, and I can say that in my yard.
Yeah, I know. You can say whatever you'd like, and so can they.
But you can't say everything you like in my property.
Well, I'm not going to be there.
I can kick you off.
I'm not a Maoist.
What's a Maoist?
They're just... Look, it's just a group of protesters. They're just going to be... peacefully just handing out pamphlets and, you know, smoking peace pipes.
Well, bullshit. Why don't they do it in the city property?
Because we don't want them here.
Yeah, well, I don't either.
We got business to run.
Well, I don't either. I got a house to run.
Well, yeah, but that's not your yard. You're not running your house.
It is too. It's in my yard. It's how I run the whole thing.
Well, yeah, but you're not even
using
it.
I'll tell you what. I'm going to call the police.
Oh.
And if they show up, I'm going to have the police come and get them, throw them out of my yard.
Oh, come on. You know police are just going
to. Yes, I am going to do that.
They're just. All the police are going to do is just increase the violence. You don't want that.
I don't give a shit. Get them out of my yard. Don't give them permission to get in my yard without my permission.
It's not even a police matter. They have permission.
I don't care whether it's a police matter. I'll make it a police matter.
No, You can't. You don't order the police. You don't. That's not
how. No, but I can have them come and get people out of my yard.
No, the city manager already told the police to, you know, to.
Well, I'm going to tell the police, too. Well, I'm going to call them. As soon as you hang up, I'm calling the police.
You don't know it. You don't have to call the police. It's just a.
I am going to.
Okay.
And then I'm going to talk to my councilman.
Okay. Well, you don't need to do any of that.
And he lives next door, so you're going to be in his yard, too.
Well, again, I'm not going to be in. Okay, look, you don't have to do any of that. It's just a prank call. I'm just kidding.
Well, if you're just kidding, okay.
Yeah.
Okay. Why are you kidding me?
I thought it would be funny.
And your name again?
My name is Craig.
Craig who? And what's your telephone number?
That's on your caller ID.
I can get that.
Anytime you want to prank call me back, feel free.
Well, you got the right person to crank call.
Yeah, man, you got all worked up. Is Karen okay?
She's all right.
Okay, well, that's good. See, it was just all for fun. It's not gonna.
And whose fun was it?
Well, mostly mine.
Yeah.
But later on, you're gonna have a good laugh about this, you and Karen.
Maybe in 100 years.
100 years? Would you have access to the Fountain of Youth? So what are you doing?
I'm just listening to you.
Were you watching TV or something?
No, I'm just watching, listening to you.
I didn't interrupt dinner, did I?
No.
What do you want to talk about now that the prank call's over? All right.
Yeah.
Oh, what do you want to talk about?
I don't want to talk about anything.
Oh, you just want to sit here in silence? Kind of weird.
Well, you can hang up.
Or you can.
Yeah, it's on our...
Don't call the police over a prank call.
So I said, are they Chinese? He said, oh, don't be a racist.
What
the hell is that?
Thanks again to Jarl Marx for helping bring Ray and Karen closer together by dragging them into the people's protracted war. And for your vaguely threatening idea, I know I kind of watered it down a bit, but that's why I'm a responsible prank caller. And you're an absolute idiot. Thanks again, everyone, for listening and supporting the show. It makes my heart swell to the size of Texas.
We expected something, something better than before. We expected something more. Do you really think you can just put it in a safe behind a painting, lock it up and leave? Do you really think you can just put it in a safe behind a painting, lock it up and leave? Walk away now, and you're gonna start a war. Whatever went away, I'll get it over now. I'll get money, I'll get funny again. Whatever went away, I'll get it over now. I'll get money, I'll get funny again. Away now, and you're gonna start a war. We expected something, something better than before. We expected something more. You were always weird, but I never had to hold you by the edges like I do now. that ever went away. I'll get it over now. I'll get money, I'll get funny again. Walk away now, and you're gonna start a war.
Wrong. This is stupid. You're wrong.